Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Friday, 7th of Iyar, 28th of April, Rabbi Sholem Siegel Shlita.
Particular title?
Parsha theme. This week's Torah is sponsored by family Freifeld, Lechva Tzumah Mitzvah of Moshe Freifeld, which took place last Shabbos. Here at Tzern, Shizku, Harov, Zkernov, Rav Nachas, Mimenu, Mikol Yotzei, Chalotzei Hem.
Good morning. With Parshas Acharei Mos Kedoshim, I'm going to look Be'ezus Hashem at a particular theme related to actually the time of Sfiras HaOmer, related to Parshas Kedoshim in particular. The Gemara, in fact, the last Mishnah in Maseches Sota writes that Be'ikvas the Mashiach in the times of Moshiach, the Pnei Ador will be Kipnei HaKelev, that the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog, which obviously is very difficult to understand. What does that mean? We do see everywhere you go now, it's filled as dogs, as foxes, which are a species of dogs. Definitely things are changing, but what does it mean? What's the face of a generation, and what is this face of the dog? There's a Gemara in Maseches Bechoris, Daf Ches. The Gemara says over there, it's discussing the length of pregnancy, with different animals, human beings, everything, and in fact the world of vegetation as well. Also, the Gemara discusses how long it takes for different fruits and produce, etc., how long it takes for it to develop. And in the list there, you'll find that the length of pregnancy for a dog is 50 days. And the Gemara says, can I get this, we find in the, as we said, the amongst the trees, the fig tree takes 50 days for the fruit to develop from its very inception to the moment when it's ready to eat. So apparently there must be some sort of connection between a dog and a fig. What's the connection between the dog and the fig tree? So in this week's parasha,
50 days.
Both of them are 50 days.
What, a pig?
No, a dog and a fig.
A fig.
So the Gemara, in this week's parasha, we have the Isur Leiselech Rochel Ba'amecho, which is obviously the main, if not the Isur, for speaking Lashon Hara. Leiselech Rochel Ba'amecho. And David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Miho Ishech of Yitzchayim, Eiv Yomim Rez Toiv, Nutzer Lashon Chomeiro. This is the instruction of Shmiras HaLoshon, is what brings about life, brings about Toiv. What is that expression, Netzer L'Sheinecha mean? What does it mean to guard your tongue, Netzer? Why doesn't it say, Shemar L'Sheinecha? As in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Shemar Pivu L'Sheinoi, Shemar Mitzores Nafshoi. Why not Shemar L'Sheinecha, like Shemar Pivu L'Sheinoi? We find the same expression, Netzer Te'eno Yechal Pirya, also in Mishlei. Netzer Te'eno Yechal Pirya. What does this mean? So I was thinking perhaps the difference between a shomer and the expression that tzer l'shenecha, neitzer te'eno, is like this. Shemira implies, as we normally understand it, security. If you've got something which is expensive, something valuable, so you put it in a vault, you get a security guard. The idea is to protect it from theft, from damage, from depreciation. In other words, the idea of shemira implies to keep the status quo. I'm not necessarily looking to make a profit. I'm not looking for growth. I'm simply looking to maintain the position I have, to protect it. So therefore the Pasuk says, Shomer Pivu L'Sheinoi. If a person learns to keep their mouth shut, Shomer Mitzores Nafshei. He may not gain, but what he will save himself from is a lot of heartache, machlokes, chaos, etc. I read recently, Reb Chaim Kanievsky used to very often say over a vort from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld asked, Chazal tell us, Rashi and Parshas Mishpatim brings from the juxtaposition, La'kelev tashlichu noisai, that the idea that you throw the trefa to the dogs, so not the juxtaposition, but the idea of La'kelev tashlichu noisai. So Rashi asks over there, why? So Medrash, why? What did the dogs do to merit this reward? Chazal say, because le'echaratz kerev l'shoyne, from here we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mekapeach zechar kol birya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very exacting with rewards. The dogs didn't bark when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and therefore they were rewarded that the treifa should be thrown to the dogs. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld asked, I don't understand. But what about the Tzfardea? The Tzfardea gave up their lives, they jumped into the ovens, they jumped into the fire, in order to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. Where's their reward? So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld answered, perhaps half tongue-in-cheek, but there's a great degree of insight into this. He said, it's easier to jump into a fire than to keep your mouth shut. That's what Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld used to say. If a person learns, even when I'm right, I've got something to say, but just keep shtum, you'll save yourself so much heartache. You'll keep that status quo. Whatever I've got right now, I won't sort of move in any way, lose out from that. That's the expression, shomer pivu l'shoyne, shomer mitzoris nafshe. But the expression, tzor l'shoyne chol, perhaps it comes from the posuk, as in, netzer matu'ay ma'aseh yodai dispoir. Netzer is a branch, it implies growth. There's a different type of shemira. The idea is that when a person guards something, a person protects something, you enable it to grow. If you've got a tree, if you've got a sapling, netzer matu'ay, you put it in the ground. Besides providing nutrients and watering it, but you also have to protect it. You have to ensure that you don't get any animals, unwanted flies, etc., attacking it. No infection or anything should get in. You have to look after, you have to protect it. And then that will enable and facilitate the growth and the production of fruit. And therefore, David HaMelech asks over here, Mi ha'ish hechofitz chaim? Who is the man who is looking to add to his days? Oiv Yomim, he loves days, Liros Tov, to be able to see goodness. He's looking to actually benefit, to grow. And perhaps we could even say, Liros Tov ein Tov el Torah, if a person wants to succeed in his Torah learning. What should he do for that? The answer is, Netzer l'shein chomero. Because when a person guards his tongue from Lashon Hara, from other forbidden speech, a person is Mekadish his tongue. And if a person is Mekadish his tongue, then when he davens, and when he learns, it's going to be an under assault of learning, davening. The Master Rosh Hashiva used to say, when in Parashas Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, he refers to Shechem Achad Alachecho, I'm going to give you an extra portion Alachecho, Asher Lokachti Miyato Emori Becharbi Uvekashti. Becharbi Uvekashti, the Targum Bitzlesi Uvevausi, refers to my power of tefillah. The Master Rosh Hashiva used to say that tefillah is like Becharbi, I can understand, finer sword. What's the keshes? The arrows, what's the keshes? He says the answer is the mouth is the keshes. And Chazal refers to tefillah as Devorim Ha'imdim Baruma Shalayda. He says you can get somebody, I'm going to put it in my own words, but you can get somebody who may have extremely heavy, powerful arrows. But if he puts it into the bow, and as he pulls back, the string snaps, it's not going to be very effective. Mashaygin, if a person may have plastic arrows, but if he puts it into a bow and he pulls back and the string holds, then it's going to have a much stronger effect. So the Master Rosh Hashiva used to say, a person's mouth is like a bow. If the bow is whole, if the bow is healthy, if the bow is actually working, then even if a person's kavonis are not the greatest kavonis, he doesn't have kavonis arizal. No, he says, like a poshta yid, he says the words of tefillah, but they're going to go up, baruma shalayna. If, however, a person, as the Master Rosh Hashiva used to speak about, obviously, shmirah saloshin, if a person's mouth is tainted with Lashon Hara, etc., etc., then the bow is broken. And if the bow is broken, you can have all the kavanot in the world, but your tefillah is going nowhere. That's what he said. So therefore, Netzer L'Shein Chomero, David HaMelech says, guard your tongue from evil, and then, not only will you maintain the status quo, Shomim Mitzoris Nafshoi, but you will also enable yourself to grow, and Lirois Tov, to find goodness in Torah, Tefillah, etc. So too, Noitzer Te'eno Yechal Pirya is the same idea. We know that the fig tree is synonymous with Torah. Rashi in Parashas Pinchas, perhaps the classic Peshat, Noitzer Te'eno Yechal Pirya, Rashi in Parashas Pinchas attaches this pasuk to Yehoshua ben Nun. Yehoshua ben Nun, he wasn't the greatest in Klal Yisrael. If you look in the list of the Meraglim, he was not number one, he wasn't number two. And yet, he rose to become the next leader of Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi, what did he do to rise to that position? And the answer is, Noitzer te'eino yechal perio. Because the fig tree is unique, not unique, but it's got a certain quality, and that is, it's not like produce, wheat, barley, that whenever the season comes, you go into the field and you're able to harvest everything in one go. It doesn't work like that with the fig tree. The fig tree, each fruit is a unique individual fruit. And one will ripen one day, the next one will ripen a couple of days later, another one a week later, and therefore unless a person is noitzer te'eino, a person is waiting there at any and every given opportunity, he's going to miss it. Because if you pick it too early, it's not yet ripe. If you miss the opportunity, it's already gone overripe. So every single fruit has to be picked at the right time. Noitzer te'eino yechal perio, Yeshua ben Nun understood that if a person wants to be able to grow to become an Eden Klal Yisrael, he's got to chaperine every single opportunity. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu is going to teach, it's not about him saying, no, so I'll miss one halacha here, one halacha there. There's got to be that sense of chapping around every single opportunity, lo yomush mitecha oyel, no matter what Moshe Rabbeinu is going to teach, I want to ensure that I will be there. I think Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to say. That's why he encamped at the bottom of the mountain. He accompanied Moshe Rabbeinu to go up Har Sinai. And he encamped there for 40 days. Why? So I can understand he wanted to be there to greet Moshe Rabbeinu when he comes back. Fine. So go away. Moshe has told you he's coming back in 40 days. So go away. Come back, you know. You're nervous. Maybe there'll be traffic or something. So come back after 35 days, 36 days. Why are you staying there for 40 days? And the answer is, because Yeshua ben Nun said, I want to make sure that come what may, I will be here when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down. The first opportunity to be mekabel something from Moshe, I want to ensure I'm here. I'm not taking any chances. If you leave, no one knows what will happen. And therefore he encamped there, and that was the middle of Yeshua ben Nun, Noitzer te'eino yechal perio. Perhaps that's the classic Peshat in Noitzer te'eino yechal perio. But an added dimension based on what we said is, it's not Shomer te'eino yechal perio. Because Noitzer te'eino, when it comes to Torah, like we said, a person got to guard that Eitz Chaim. Not just to actually do things to water it, to provide it with nutrients. Obviously to learn, if a person doesn't learn, nothing's going to happen. But besides that, Noitzer te'eino, a person has to guard it from unwanted outside invaders, and then, and only then, Yechal Perio, will the tree be able to flourish. Because like the Master Rosh Hashiva said, if the bow breaks, if the infection gets in, if the unwanted outside influences get in, then you can give it all the water, all the nutrients you want in the world. You can steig and steig, but it's not going to go anywhere because it's going to be tainted and it's going to be obviously damaged by those outside influences. That's the Netzer L'Shein Chomeira and the Noitzer Te'eino Yechal Perio. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Kuf Yud Ches, that Kol HaMesaper, Kol HaMekabel Loshon Hara, anyone who speaks for his Mekabel Loshon Hara, it's got another case that made Eid Sheker, it says that Roy Lashlich HaLaklovim, he's fitting to be thrown to the dogs. And that is learned from the juxtaposition, LaKerev Tashlich HaNosei, and straight afterwards it writes, you've got Losis Hashem Ashov, we read it's Losasi. Bekitzer, there is a clear connection between a dog and somebody who speaks Lashon Hara. The Baal Lashon Hara, the Metzora, we read last week, Bodod Yeshi Mechutz Lamachane Meshavli. And all jokes aside about dogs taking over society, Lamaisa, from Chazal's perspective, dogs are actually, the Maharal writes, are the, we'd call them perhaps in English, the loners of the loners. Meaning to say that dogs actually belong outside of society. Shualim as well, foxes, they're nocturnal, they belong outside of society. You can make what you want, why foxes are taking over, but Al Koponim, the dog is Bodad Yishim Mechutz L'machaneh Meshavli. The Baal Lashon Hara is Bodad Yishim Mechutz L'machaneh Meshavli. In fact, the Chidor brings from the Kuvorim, he says, a Baal Lashon Hara will come back in a Gilgal as a dog. So one way or another, it's very clear that a dog and a Baal Lashon Hara, there's definitely a clear connection between the two. We said in Chad Gadio, V'oso Chutra V'hikol L'chalba, that the stick came and hit the dog. And the Vilna Gaon says in his Pirush on Chad Gadio, he says, who's this dog? He says, the dog. The Chutra was obviously the Mata, referring to the Makos. So who's the dog? The answer is Paru. Paru was that dog because the goddess Mitzrayim was the goddess Hadibur. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I never understood why we're in Mitzrayim, but now I see Dosan and Aviram threatening to speak Lashon Hara, and now I understand it's because of Lashon Hara. So the Kelev is Paru, as the Shlach HaKadosh writes, Paru is Osios He'ofar, same letters as He'ofar, the snake that goes in the offer. Paru was, again, call it a Gilgal, you can call it what you want, but he was that symbol, the Semel of the Baal Lashon Hara. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes with the matter that Itzachayim, the symbol of Torah, V'hikad Echalbo, referring to what's going to come. What Zuchus HaKlal Yisrael going to leave Mitzrayim? The answer is the antithesis to Lashon Hara. To use the Kol instead of for Lashon Hara, it's going to come to the Kol of Torah. V'hikad Echalbo. Now how many times did he hit the dog? In Mitzrayim, how many markers were there? Well, 10 markers, but Rabbi Akiva says, we said it in the Haggadah. In Mitzrayim, not 50.
Yeah.
Oh, 50. Why was it 50? The answer is because the pregnancy of a dog that's going to bear fruit is 50 days. Here we want to uproot. We want to root out any and every single bit of life of that dog. We want to ensure that nothing of that middah of Lashon Hara will remain. And therefore the hikar d'chalba, the chutra comes and hits the dog again and again 50 times. And Taka, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, lo yecheratz kelev l'shoyne. The sound of the dog had gone silent. Lo yecheratz kelev l'shoyne, they'd be misaking that, as we know they came to Har Sinai, ki ish echod, belev echod, there was a sense of achdus, they had been misaking that chet of Lashon Hara. So now as they come out of Mitzrayim, you've gone from the place of the dog, you've gotten rid of the dog, you've silenced the dog, now is the time to start preparing the tree of Torah. The Te'ena. And therefore now, Noitzer Te'ena Yechal Pirya, you've got the fig tree takes 50 days to develop fruit. But like we said, if you want it to bear fruit, Noitzer Te'ena. There's got to be a sense of Shemira in order to enable it to flourish. And that is Sefir HaSo'emer. Sefir HaSo'emer, like the Zovah, which counts 7 days, the Rachaim and others bring the idea, the correlation, Sheva Shabosos Temimos Tehiena. There has to be that sense of sphira to ensure that every single day and every single week is tomim, is perfect, without any, as we said, infiltration from outside. And only then, noitzer te'ena, you'll be able to come on the 50th day and yechal pirya and eat from the fruit of Torah. That is the journey from the place of the dog, Mitzrayim, now going up to Har Sinai. Noitzer te'ena, yechal pirya, that's the idea of sphira so'im. Lamaisa, we find in the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, they didn't quite make it to Matan Torah. Why not? Shelo no'agu kovid zeh bo zeh. The Marashah says, what's this shelo no'agu kovid zeh bo zeh? I wouldn't say this off my own back, I was wondering about it, but the Marashah says it. The fact that they died, the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis, the Gemara says they died Misas Askara. Misas Askara is like an inner strangulation in the throat. Suggests there was something in the dibble. And says the Marashah, perhaps at their exalted level there was a mashu of the chet of Lashon Hara. And therefore, since there was a mashu of a chet of Lashon Hara there, like we said, noitzer te'ena yichal piryo. Only if netzer l'shen chomeiro, if you guard that tongue, you ensure that it stays whole and holy and pure, only then will yichal piryo, will you be able to come to the Matan Torah, to the 50th day to eat from the fruit of the tree of Torah. And since the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, their exalted level apparently faltered in that, therefore they couldn't make it through to Matan Torah. Moving on in the parasha, we have a pasuk mipenei seva tokum v'hodarto penei zake. And we know the Mishnah in Avos says ben shishim lezikna ben shivim laseva. What is the difference between zikna and seva? What is the difference between zikna, a 60-year-old, and a 70-year-old? Ben Shivim La Seva. So a couple of months ago I was preparing, I thought possibly I'd be speaking at somebody's 70th birthday party. Didn't happen, but I thought I'll use it now. Baha'aloisukha es haneiros, we say in Parashas Baha'aloisukha, Baha'aloisukha es haneiros, el mul penei hamenoro, yo'iru shivas haneiros. El mul penei hamenoro, yo'iru shivas haneiros. The idea is that you've got We'll go with the Manza Omar, that the branches were between, the menorah was between south and north, and therefore it was the middle branch was the Nema Arobi. You have the three branches on this side, the three branches on this side, El Mulpen Al Menorah, but they all face, and they're all actually lit from the Nema Arobi, from the middle branch. And various Meforshim, the Ben Ezra, the Rabbeinu B'chaim, various Meforshim explain that the seven branches of the menorah, they are an illusion. They represent the seven Chochmos Ha'olam. Now there are six Chochmos Chitzonos, outer Chochmos, music, refuah, science, maths, etc. These are the six Chochmos Ha'olam. But the seventh one, the main part of the menorah, that's the Chochmas Ha'olam. El mul penei ha-menorah yo'ir shevas ha-neros, all six Chochmos Ha'olam, they are all rooted ultimately in the Ner of Torah. As they say, the Ner Ma'arovi, the Ner Tomid, that's only the Ner of Torah. There's a story I'm sure you've all heard before. I don't know if it was Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, but a certain god that was once on a plane and he was sitting next to some sort of pastor or a priest or something like that. And they were sitting there, and every so often the grandson or a Talmud of let's assume it was Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, came just to check on him, check everything was all right, did he need anything? And this pastor, whatever it was, he turns to Rabbi Yaakov, he says, I'm amazed. You know, with you, they come, they check on you. With me, every Sunday, I've got to make the call around to check, are people actually going to come to services? I've got to call them all to come to me. Here, they come of their own volition, they come check on you. So he says, well, it's no great surprise. He says, we believe that with every generation, each earlier generation is closer to Har Sinai, there's Yiridas HaDoros, and therefore the later generations, they respect the earlier generations. However, by you believe in, I don't know if it's Taka the pastor, but you believe in evolution, and therefore, with every successive generation, it's more human-like, less monkey-like, and therefore, they expect that the earlier generations should respect the later generations. The idea is, we know this, I once asked somebody to ask, I've got a mishpacha, somebody who's was sort of top in his field, and I don't know, something to do with old rocks. And I asked, you know, the classic question, how does he, as a frum Jew, how does he sort of deal with the question, age of the world, and you're dealing with rocks? I was expecting one of these classic answers about, you know, time and quantum and all the... No, he didn't say that. He just said, simple. What Chazal say, they tell us the world is 5,783 years old. That's absolute. That's the MS. What is science? Science is the game. What we do is, we look at the evidence we have today, and based on the evidence, we build a theory, but we know with today's theory that tomorrow we may unearth other evidence, which is going to completely turn it on its head, and tomorrow we'll come up with a different age of the world, or whatever it is. It's just a game. So, the idea over here is, therefore, the only Ner which is Tomit, is never extinguished, is the Ner of Torah. The outer six, when it comes to science, each generation will disprove what the earlier generation said. And therefore, it's the only Ner, which is the Ner Tomit, is the Ner of Torah. So you've got your Iru, El Mul Penei HaMenorah, your Iru Shevas HaNeiros, these are the six outer Chochmas, they all face towards the middle branch, that of Torah. Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Beis, that a Zokain is Zeh Shekona Chochma. Zeh Shekona Chochma. Now normally we understand Zeh Shekona Chochma, obviously the Poshe Peshat in the Gemara means Chochma HaTorah. But Chazal tell us, the Medrash in Eicha, Im Yom Adecha Odom, if somebody tells you, Yesh Chochma Ba'agoyim, that there is Chochma amongst the nations, Tamin, believe him. There's Chochma HaYodom, they have. Of course there's Chochma amongst the generations, amongst the nations. Ben Shishim Lo Zikno is the 60, is the six branches. But it doesn't necessarily imply that there is any Chochmas HaTorah there. That could be the outer six branches. V'cheshech al penei tahoim, say Chazal, that's Yovan. Yovan had the Chochma, but since they lacked, as the Maharal says, the Elokus, in their mitzvah he writes, the difference between Chochma Ba'goyim and the Chochma we have is the Torah, is the Elokus. Without the Penei HaMenorah, you may have the six outer branches, but you're in the Choshech. It's limited, it's constrained. Choshech is a Loshon, L'chaseich means to withhold. You're in the Choshech. But the Sevor is the person, Sevor is the Ben Shivim. This is the person who has the middle branch as well. He's got that Penei HaMenorah, that's the person That's the person who has the Chochmah Satira. He's the person, Baha'alaysecha es Haneiros. Says Rashi, what's Baha'alaysecha es Haneiros? There's a mila in front of the menorah. There's a step in front of the menorah. The idea is that the person who has all seven branches, he's got the Pnei HaMenorah, everything comes from the Chochmah Satirah, he's standing above. He's standing above and he can see with an elevated, a bird's eye view. As the Ramchal, the Mesilas Yesharim, he likens life. He says life is like a maze. And every stage of the way we come to crossroads, we don't know whether to go with this way, that way. Sometimes we make a correct decision, sometimes we find that we've gone on a wrong road, we have to turn around. And a person's going through life, he's going through this maze. All of a sudden he hears a voice calling out to him. He looks, and he suddenly sees from the center of the garden, there's somebody standing, waving his hands, an old man with a long flowing white beard. And he says to him, who are you? He says, I'm the person who's had the experience of life. I made all the mistakes that you've made, but I made it through to the end. I made it to the center, to the goal. And now I'm standing on an achsadra, I'm standing on an elevated platform. And if you're wise, and if you're clever, and you're not stubborn, you'll listen to me and I'll guide you, because I can see all the paths in front of me. And I can tell you, that's Das Torah. I can tell you, through the light, through the prism of Torah, I made it through to the end. I can direct you. If you're clever, you'll listen to that person, says the Ramchal. We've got this person who's got the Chochmas HaTorah. He's made it through to the center. The Ha'aleisach is standing on top. Perhaps we could say that's Mipinei Seva Tokum. Aside from the Poshul Pshat, which is we have to stand up in front of a Seva, but perhaps we're talking to the Seva himself. The person, the Ben Shivim La Seva, the person who's made it through to that Achsadra. Mipinei, it's because of the Pinei of the Seva. The Pinei of those Shivim, of those seven branches. That's the light of Torah. Toku means you. You, the person, will rise up. You'll be standing on an elevated platform. That's the Pnei Seva, the person who has accessed the light of Torah. So let's just wrap it up now, bringing it full circle now with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. We've talked about, just before we go with the final idea, we've talked about today that the connection between the kelev and the fig tree. If a person wants to succeed in Torah, you first got to uproot, you've got to ensure that effectively the kelev doesn't get anywhere near your tree of Torah. Don't allow the infiltration of that middle of the kelev. Hit the dog 50 times, get rid of it completely, and ensure it doesn't get anywhere near your tree, and then you can go the Sheva Shavosis Tamimos, you can go all the way through, up to and including the seventh week, which will take you to Matan Torah. But without that, you won't be able, Lirais Tov, to access that Tov of Torah, because the six outer ones you may have, the 6 weeks you may be able to succeed, but in order to get to that seventh branch, to the Pnei HaMenorah, maybe you can see where this is going, you've got to get rid of the Pnei HaKelev. You've got to get rid of the face of the dog. Get rid of the dog, get rid of the Lashon Hara, because that is the absolute antithesis to the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. The Yerushalmi says, Lashon Hara Keneged Kulam. David HaMelech, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Hei, Hukam Ulo Shel Teshuva. David HaMelech, with his Shivim Shana, he was Hukam Ol. He came from, as the Vilna Gaon says, Moyov, it's Mem Teshari Tumor. With each decade of his life, he was working to get rid of one of those weeks, the Shabbosos of Tumor, and to bring it to a sense of Kedusha, and we know he succeeded. David HaMelech, who died on Shabbos, the seventh day, he died on Shavuos, that 50th day, that was David HaMelech. Right now, we're holding in the Erev HaShishi. We're holding in those six outer branches. In terms of the world of science, it's going forth in leaps and bounds. Apparently they're worried that artificial intelligence may even overtake human intelligence. But if it's human intelligence without the Chochmas HaTorah, as the Ramban writes in Parshas Acharimos, of course it can do so, because Aristotle said anything the human mind can't fathom doesn't exist. It's a limited picture. But David HaMelech, if not before, David HaMelech, we're guaranteed, if not before, will come in the Erev HaShavi. At the end of 6,000 years, Moshiach has to come. We daven and we hope that it'll happen before. But David HaMelech will come. David HaMelech who davened, Hatzilo mecherev nafshi miyad kelev yichidosi. He was the man who succeeded in that battle with the dog. He was the man who succeeded to reach up to the heights of Shavuos, to the heights of Shabbos, to reach up to the Sheva Shavosos, to Mimos. Bezes Hashem, Obviously, as I said, this generation is the Pnei HaKerem, and it already says this in Sforim, it refers to, in terms of the Chochmas HaTorah, although in Eichos it's like came up never before, but in terms of, in terms of Eichos, however, in terms of Eichos, we know Yiridas HaTorah is we're in the dark of Golus. And therefore, we've got the six outer branches, science, music, and everything, Gewaldig. But when it comes to the Chochmas HaTorah for that, we've got to wait for Moshiach to come and take us out of this Golus, who come all to take us up and above. Mipenei Sevo Tokum, with the light of Torah to be able to rise up and above. The Ha'alesecha Es Haneros, and Be'ezus Hashem to be, have the path illuminated to take us back to the Beis HaMikdash once again.